than Abduhu wa Rasuluhu. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him. And we bear witness that there's no deity but Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him and His companions, His household and those who follow Him until the Day of Judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, He exposed Himself to us in a way that is useful for our purpose on earth, in a way that is not harmful to us, and in a way that allows us to have a free will, to have a tolerance, to have a room to make mistakes and repent. And the beauty about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exposed Himself to us through His attributes. And the beauty about these attributes that Allah has used to expose Himself to us is that they are not only sound to be pronounced, and they are not only words to be written on paper, they are physical, they are real life physical attributes that you can see in everything around you. They are not just abstract attributes that you can't understand and you can't relate to in your daily life. But they are real attributes that you can observe around you. For example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Himself Badi'u as-samawati wal-ard, the creative one of heavens and earth, is that just a word or is it a physical attribute? You know, when we look at this earth and this universe, we see an extremely intelligent design. Extremely intelligent and perfect design. Well balanced. Everything with a well balanced measure. The earth is well balanced. Closer to the sun, we will burn. Further away from the sun, we will freeze. The atmosphere above us, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا وَهُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. We have made the skies above you as a protecting ceiling, a protecting roof. Yet, they are turning away. They are denying the miracles and the intelligent design and the intelligent design in the creation and the of this heaven, of these skies, and the protection that these skies are providing to them. They are denying this miracle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we know, modern science tells us that the ozone layer reflects the harmful radiation from the sun, and the atmosphere burns all these flying rocks that comes to us from the outer space, so that we are safe. So indeed the skies is a protecting roof for us. When we leave the atmosphere, and when we go in a space flight or something like this, you see how the people who travel in the outer space, they have to wear very sophisticated clothes to protect themselves from all these harmful things around them. It becomes very dangerous. So you can see that how much we're getting out of the atmosphere of Allah by comparing ourselves to the people in the outer space, to someone that travels in the outer space. Look, what kind of clothes are we wearing? What kind of clothes he has to wear? Look, how do we breathe and how does he or she breathe? Look, compare, and you will see that this person needs to do all of these things just to get the protection provided to us for free by the atmosphere that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Right now we are held accountable to a level of exposure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of scientific miracles that higher than the people before us. Why? Because we have the tool of technology that allows us to discover and explore and examine these miracles, scientific miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. These powerful reality, especially for the brothers who are medical doctors, who deal with the human body, who see the sophisticated, how sophisticated and complex is the human body. They are held accountable to a much higher responsibility because they are exposed to Allah through His attribute, Badi'u as-samawati wal-ard. The creator, the creative one of heavens and earth. The creative builder of heavens and earth. the creative originator of heavens and earth. When you see this very sophisticated human brain, very sophisticated human systems inside the human body, then this is a level of exposure that is higher than the normal people who don't understand, who don't appreciate, or perhaps they don't know much about how the human body functions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exposing Himself to us with physical attributes that we can examine everywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is giving us the qualities of His attributes so that we can use them to resist the temptations and pressures in this life. For example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةَ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْعَمَلُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. Those who are seeking the true izzah, they should seek the true izzah through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates seeking izzah through Him by doing good deeds and saying good words, by following righteousness. Seeking izzah through Allah is achieved by seeking righteousness. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to challenge us in our claims that we are having yaqeen, trust in the izzah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trust in the izzah and the glory that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make available to us other fake izzah. Fake izzah. Izzah basically means that to have power that no one can humiliate you. To have enough power that no one can humiliate you, or no one can abuse you, or no one can disrespect you. That's izzah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala name is Al-Aziz, is the one who can humiliate everybody else and no one can humiliate him. The one who can, who's above everybody else and no one can be above him. So to have izzah, people seek izzah through money. People seek izzah through powerful, influential positions. And people seek izzah through all means that are available. However, all these izzah are fake izzah. Now the question is, how come these izzah are fake izzah? Because they are short-term izzah. They are izzah only for a short period of life, followed by eternal severe humiliation and punishment in hellfire. What good does it do to me to have izzah, which is a fake izzah in this case, to have izzah for 20 years, followed by severe humiliation in hellfire for the rest of my life, for eternal humiliation, eternal severe humiliation and pain and punishment in hellfire? What good does it do to me? Is it worth it? And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the one who does follow the shaitan as a person who is doing injustice to him or herself. Why? Because you are paying a heavy price for something that is worthless. I mean, the shaitan tries to sell to you the concept of seeking izzah in this life, of acquiring and seeking this fake izzah, by telling you that this fake izzah is going to bring you happiness, and this fake izzah is the one that you really should go after. And indeed, the shaitan really is a deceiving creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because it doesn't matter. First of all, you're paying a heavy, very, very heavy price for this izzah. You are paying extremely costly price to acquire this izzah in this life. You are paying an eternal, painful life in hellfire. Is it worth it? No, it's not worth it. Second, that this izzah is not eternal. This izzah is fake. It's for a short period of time. And you may get it and you may not get it. You work hard for it, you may get it, you may not get it. But in either cases, you earned the sins. You have earned the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you've brought to yourself a sentence in hellfire for doing something against the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and crossing the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't go looking around seeking fake izzah through sources, unlawful sources. You want izzah? Seek it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek the true izzah is the izzah in Jannah. That is the real, indeed, eternal izzah that stays forever and don't go away at all. That is the izzah that we should compete for. من أجل ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. For those, for this kind of izzah, competitors should compete. This is the worthy competition to be engaged in, which is the competition to go to Jannah, the competition to get the izzah of staying in Jannah. By understanding the attribute of Allah Al-Aziz, then we are protected from following the fake izzah. By trusting what Allah says, من كان يريد العزة فإن العزة لله جميعا إليه يصعد العمل الصالح إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه. By trusting that verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to me belongs the true izzah. I am the owner of the izzah. I am the source of the izzah. If you want izzah, you seek it through me. How? By al-amal al-salih wal-kalim al-tayyib. By righteous words and righteous deeds. When we understand this attribute and we take it to heart and then we implement it, then we will not do something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't want us to do and ordered us not to do. We are not going to be chickens. Why? We are afraid. We're going to stand up for righteousness and we're not going to be chickens. And we will not be afraid of people because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of izzah. And He is the source of true izzah and He is the source of true humiliation. True izzah in Jannah and true humiliation in hellfire. And for both, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of both and the controller of both. Then we will not go brown-nosing people. We will not feel chickens and afraid of saying what is right and enjoining good and forbidding evil as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us. On the other hand, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us not to be savage when spreading righteousness, when preaching righteousness, when reforming our society and standing up for what is right. Allah said, take the middle path. Don't be chicken, don't be savage. Don't be intimidated by the bad guys, by the aggression, by the abuse, by the persecution happening to you and to the Muslim Ummah. Don't be intimidated into being savage and doing illegal things that are not permissible by Allah. At the same time, don't be intimidated, don't be frightened, don't be scared. Because if Allah wants to give you izzah, He will give you izzah and no one will take it away from you. If Allah wants to take izzah away from you, He will take izzah away from you and no one can stop you from it. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Say a prayer to Allah, your Lord, and say, O Allah, You are the king of the entire kingdom. You are the king of the kings. You give izzah to whomsoever You want. And You take away izzah from whomsoever You want. And You give kingdom, royal powers to whomsoever You want. And You take away royal powers from whomsoever You want. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. You are the owner of goodness. You are the owner of every good thing that we seek. You are the owner of the happiness. You are the owner of sustenance. You are the owner of the izzah. You are the owner of everything we want. Everything we strive for, Allah is the owner. We strive for happiness, Allah is the owner of happiness. We strive for izzah, Allah is the owner of izzah. We strive for sustenance, rizq, Allah is the owner of rizq, sustenance and provisions. We strive for protection, Allah is the strongest protector and the one who can provide real true protection, especially protection from hellfire. We strive for everything we strive for, Allah is the owner. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. Allah is the owner of every good thing that we really, really wish to have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of it, of everything that we want to have. And we should always seek it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why it is very helpful that Allah is exposing Himself to us in this way. By exposing Himself to us through real life attributes, through attributes that we can examine in the real life around us, we are not held accountable to a high degree of punishment and less degree of tolerance. At the same time, we can use them in a very useful way to fight our temptations and to fight the pressures of this life and to fight the wicked planning of the Satans, whether they are Satans of mankind or Satans of Jannah kind. شياطين الإنس والجن يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا. Satans of Jinn kind and Satans of mankind, they are conspiring and inspiring each other with wicked ideas to deceive the slaves of Allah and to distract them from their mission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned to them. In conclusion, we can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes are not abstract. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes are physical. We can examine them. We can clearly see the attribute of Badi'u samawati wal ard, the creative of heavens and earth. We can clearly see, use and benefit from the attribute of Ar-Razzaq, the sustenance provider, and Al-Mani', the one who stops provision if he wants. And we can benefit from Al-Aziz, he is the source of Izzah. We can benefit from all the attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has exposed to us. And these are not the only attributes. There are many other attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will benefit us and help us, insha'Allah, in our life. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إني داع فقولوا آمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين.